Astrologer Ann is a professional astrologer and award-winning astrology journalist. You can visit her online at astrologerann.com. Astrologer Ann, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Welcome back, Ann. Last time we talked to you, you were super excited. It was around Halloween time. Something about a vampire boyfriend. There was a moon. It was a different kind of moon. It was crazy.
I told all my dark secrets.
I seriously doubt it, but you did let a couple of them out of the bag.
We want to know, what do the stars say about 2021?
The stars say such wonderful things about 2021. Jupiter and Saturn moved out of Capricorn in mid-December. It lightened things up immediately. It's pulling us into the Aquarian age.
All right, so what's another reason why 2021 is going to be a better year?
Well, one of the exciting things is that the age of Aquarius, really, we're in it now. People were talking about it in the 1960s and predicting it. And there was a cool thing that happened in 1962 when all the planets up through Saturn early in February that year were all in Aquarius. What we call it in astrology is it's this idea of a sky signal. It's a thing that says pay attention to Aquarius. But what we didn't have was Jupiter and Saturn coming together in Aquarius. That's basically, it's called a grand conjunction. What it means is it changes society. So automatically we've got a lift. We've moved out of the old thing.
Well, it sounds like a summer of love is on the way, Anna Zapp.
True or false?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should I bring in my werewolf?
I knew it.
Now, you have to forgive me because when you're talking about the way that the things move in the sky and
right.
then how I get a little bit confused because I don't know.
Orbits and such.
Yeah. What essentially does that mean for all of us? Is there anything that we should be doing to help the stars stay in the positive light?
Everything is going to feel less hard. So if you did the work last year, and we kind of got forced to, you know,
yeah.
So all of us are being graduated and passed on to the next grade automatically.
Oh, that's good news.
We're in it. Yeah.
Wow.
Are there any astrology signs that stick out that they're going to have an exceptionally good year?
One is, obviously, anybody who's an Aquarius, they're going to have the energy really focused on them, particularly starting in late January, which is very exciting because the sun's going to go into their sign.
I feel like we're going to be selling a lot of kimonos this year. A lot of kimonos, sunscreen, people are going to be braiding hair in the parks. It's going to be legit.
Fantastic.
The sun's coming out, baby.
Yeah.
Woo, Jade.
Put some pasties on them at least. We can't have that in public.
The other sign that's going to be really in the spotlight is Taurus. All this Aquarian energy is basically being funneled over into Taurus. We're going to have more forward momentum. Last year, both Venus and Mars went retrograde. What that means is it's like our friend Mercury retrograde, who does his thing three times a year. They go the least often of all the planets. They go retrograde very seldom. Mars only does it every other year, and Venus about every 18 months. Well, we had both of them, one after another, and we feel it really personally when those two go retrograde. When Venus goes retrograde, it feels like, man, I can't talk to my friends. My love life has come to a standstill.
Damn,
where's
Venus.
The love, you know?
Right.
When Mars goes retrograde, which he did from September 9th to November 13th, everything comes to a halt, it seems like.
The wind's at my back, Anna Zapp.
It's time for 2021.
And yes, speaking that's of, the perfect thing.
And speaking of Mercury retrograde, the first one of this year does kick off on January 30th, and we'll have astrologer Ann join us that week to kind of explain what exactly does that mean, how does it affect you, why can't you figure out why your iPhone isn't working anymore. She'll fill you in on all that information, and if you want to visit her online, head to astrologerann.com. Thank you, Ann.
You're so welcome.